Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, and it is a very big weekend in college football, especially right here in the Big 12 Conference. You got Texas-TCU matchup that we're certainly going to be keeping our eye on, and West Virginia at Oklahoma. The Sooners, coming off a bye last weekend, they are ready for their Big 12 Conference opponent in the Mountaineers, who are ranked 23rd nationally. They also have an unblemished record at 3-0, and the Sooners are 15th in the country and 3-0 as well. It is such a pleasure to welcome into the show for the very first time sports writer and author Jeff Snook. He has just released his new book, Sooner Nation, Oklahoma's Greatest Players. Talk about Sooner football. He has also written 11 books on college football. This is a beautiful time of year. It's fall. It's October. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, listen. Yeah, it's my favorite time of year. I know the leaves are changing probably where you are, but the best thing is football, college football stadiums are filled every Saturday. It's on TV all day long from noon to midnight, so I love this time of year.
Talk to me about Oklahoma. Talk to me about the Sooners before we break into your book and break it all down. Obviously, their quarterback in Baker Mayfield, he has impressed, and this is going to be a compelling matchup to watch on Saturday.
Hey, it's one of the best. You know, it's a great weekend. You got Clemson, Notre Dame, and Ole Miss, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and West Virginia, and Oklahoma is not getting much national publicity, but it's a heck of a matchup. And, you know, basically an elimination game when you talk about the college football playoff. And West Virginia's looked great. Dana Holgorsen, you know, one of the best offensive minds in the country, and they've played real well so far. So nobody really, you know, knows what to expect out of this game. Oklahoma had that survival trip to Tennessee when they were down
17
in the fourth.
Yeah.
And they didn't look very well, frankly. And Baker Mayfield got hot in the fourth quarter and in overtime. So I'm interested to watch this game.
You watched the game against Tennessee. How big of a concern is it for the Sooners that it seems like they kind of ease into games? I mean, I even think about, you know, their non-conference opponent and what Akron, Tennessee, they got off to a little bit of a slow start. They don't have that luxury. They cannot do that against West Virginia. They got to come out and punch them in the mouth from the start.
No, they can't. But remember, they only gave up 17 points of regulation. So it's not like Tennessee was going up and down the field. That was basically a deal where the offense just wasn't keeping up their end of the bargain until midway through the fourth quarter. They looked dead in the water to me. They were down 17-3 and not moving it. They had some turnovers, I believe. And all of a sudden, Baker Mayfield caught fire. And, that's one of those games that you just, college football, that's what makes college football so great. You can be dead in the water until about 5 or 6 minutes left in the game. As Florida proved last week, Tennessee had no right to lose that game, but yet they did. And that's just the way this game plays out every Saturday. But I like the Sooners in this game. I really do.
Yeah, talking about Florida, they are 4-0. That's going to be a compelling matchup to watch between Ole Miss. But how do the Sooners, I mean, defensively, how are they going to be able to stop the Mountaineers? I mean, this is a team that's averaging 41 points per game. They know how to post some serious offense.
Well, you know, it's like the Big 12's mantra. You don't have to stop them. You just have to outscore them.
And, right.
And, you know, that was what Gary Patterson admitted last week after they escaped in Lubbock. Is just, hey, maybe we have to outscore everybody this year. And I look at the same thing in this game. There's two great offenses out there, and whoever can get the most stops, whoever can get a turnover or two and get up by a score or two, I mean, you don't have to win impressively anymore. You just have to win. You just have to survive. And these survivals early in the season are forgotten as long as you keep winning. It's just like you can win at one, you know, 3 points, 4 points, 1 point, not look very good doing it. As long as you survive and have the big goose egg in that loss column, you get to November, you're going to be a candidate for one of the four teams to get in the playoffs. So, you know, it's no longer the poll system where you have to be impressive each and every week. You just have to keep winning, and that's the that's one of those things. Like I said, I just got a feeling Bob Stoops and the group he has may surprise some people this year.
Author, sports writer Jeff Snook with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would love for you to chime in on the conversation. As always, we are interactive. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Jeff is definitely spot on. The Big 12 Conference, it truly is survival of the fittest. One more quick hit before we transition and talk about your new book. Will Oklahoma, you'd already said it, I mean, they're a team that's flying a little bit under the radar. Will they be one of those final four teams standing at the end of the season? I mean, some analysts, they do have them in the playoffs.
Well, I really like Baylor in that conference, and I do like Oklahoma, but if you had to put a gun to my head right now, I'd probably go with Baylor. They look to be so explosive and more balanced on defense. I think TCU Last 2 weeks, they've given up a ton of points. I know they're injured. I think they're missing six starters on defense.
Right.
But they got very lucky, let's face it, to win that game at Texas Tech. A deflected pass on fourth down.
That was an exciting game, yes.
If the receiver didn't get a hand on it, it sails into the crowd and the game's over. So, but, you know, if you look at some past national champions, a lot of them have had games like that where they had no business winning it. They won it in September and October, and they end up winning the national title. Tennessee in 98 comes to mind. But there's several teams that have done that. So, you know, like I said, until you get that loss. But I would say Baylor and Oklahoma in that conference are the favorites. Oklahoma State and Oklahoma both host some of those key games coming down the stretch in November. So they have them right where they want them. On their home fields, and of course they always end the season by playing each other. So both the Cowboys and Sooners are going to have a lot to say. If they don't win it, they're going to have a lot to say who does win the Big 12.
Hey, we're talking Big 12 football with Jeff Snook, author and sports writer. So let's transition and let's highlight his new book, Sooner Nation, Oklahoma's Greatest Players, Talk About Sooners Football. Share what's in the book for all of our listeners.
Well, this has deep roots, this concept of this book. It goes back to actually Jim Tressel, of all people, at Ohio State. Ohio State won a national title in 2002, and Jim Tressel and I were talking about doing a book together, and I really wanted him to do a behind-the-scenes book of the season. And Ohio State has such a large alumni and fan base, I knew whatever we did would be commercially successful, but as long as his name was on it. Mm-hmm. And we came up with a concept of former lettermen or All-Americans writing their own chapters about what it means to play for their school. And he had these letters from former Ohio State players adorned in the meeting room about what it meant to be a Buckeye, what it meant to play there. And we made a book out of it. I basically had 88 former players, most of them All-American, all Big Ten players, talk about their time at Ohio State. And as years gone on, the pride they felt about the program, and it was, I mean, it just took, it became, took off like gangbusters. It was really, so what it means to be a Buckeye is a big seller. So the publisher, Triumph Books in Chicago, liked that concept, and they started publishing these books for all the major programs, the same concept. But it goes back to Jim Tressel's idea, and Sooner Nation evolved from what it means to be a Sooner, which I wrote, I believe, in 2006. So it is basically a replica book of that hardcover book, What It Means to Be a Sooner, and you have all the All-Americans that played Oklahoma talking about their time in Norman and what their program means to them, and you know, how deep their love and fondness for the university as well. You know, they detailed it in first-person chapters. And anybody you can name as an Oklahoma All-American, from Billy Sims to Jason White and the great Selman brothers, they're all in there. So I loved hearing their stories. Prentice Gott and they're just Tinker Owens, Steve Owens. That just, you can go on down the list. Oklahoma has such a rich tradition and history. I've always, you know, enjoyed meeting people from the Midwest that had the same values the way I grew up in Ohio. And the people of Oklahoma, and I, you know, they won't want to hear it, but the people in Nebraska are the same way. You know,
it's true,
they
love
college football. They fill their stadiums in Norman and Lincoln every Saturday. And, you know, they live and die with the Sooners. And, you know, I respect that. I enjoy being around that type of atmosphere.
Jeff Snook has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want to encourage you to go out and get a copy of his book, Sooner Nation, Oklahoma's Greatest Players, Talk About Sooner Football. And it's a great one, especially the holidays are just around the corner and time to get a good stocking stuffer. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, it'd make a nice stocking stuffer for Sooner fan in your life. So I know you're in Houston, so I imagine there's more University of Texas fans down your way, aren't there?
Oh, there is. But listen, we got Sooners all spread out here in the state of Texas. So, Jeff, good to have you on the show. We look forward to catching up with you again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Take care.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight right here where we can start early at YSR.